Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 64th week of our look at the book of Genesis. This week, we're in chapter number 47 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In Genesis chapter number 47, before I begin in verse number 1, I want to lay out look in verse number 34 of chapter 46, the last phrase, if you will. And that'll kind of give us a jumping off point to Genesis 47 to set in context about why. Remember I mentioned last week about why did God make Israel a great nation in Egypt and not where they were in Canaan? Why were they there 400 years in Egypt and said, we'll just leave them in Canaan, let them grow where they were? Why was it needed there? And we talked about that last week, of the reasons that they went to Egypt. I'm not going to get back into that, but you can look at last week's archives if you want. I got to push on through here. But you see, the last phrase, very important. For every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. Very important phrase, because now the Hebrew people are coming in, and the Egyptians didn't like them at all, as far as they thought they would. Well, the Egyptians, in their mind, they were superior to these people from a foreign country. They looked different. They talked different. Obviously, they acted different. And so because of that, and them being a shepherds and with the cattle and the sheep, they thought they were just a lower class than to the Egyptians. Well, I want to read this comment that the writer in my Bible, he put in a commentary. I just want to read his thoughts on that one verse. Throughout his history, Egypt had a hatred for foreign things. Their very language depicts foreigners as a lower class of humans. In addition, the particular manners and customs of the Jews were totally disgusting to the Egyptians. The Jews had hair and beards, while the Egyptians, both men and women, shaved off all of their body hair. This attitude of superiority is reflected in Pharaoh's instructions to basically leave everything behind, and we will give you good Egyptian stuff. Remember when he told the folk, just leave your stuff there in Canaan, and when you come to Egypt, I'll give you some good stuff. That's the thought. Everything that they brought, he thought, well, it's unclean, and we don't want your stuff here. That's why Pharaoh told him, leave it behind, and we'll give you good Egyptian stuff. That was in chapter 45, verse 20. And God had carefully chosen Egypt as the one place where Israel could grow into a nation. The Egyptian abhorrence of the Jews would limit the danger of intermingling, either racially or religiously. The size and prosperity of Egypt would allow the Hebrew people to become numerous while still being a minority in the country. So you see, God had placed them there for a purpose. God doesn't do anything by mistake. God has a plan, he has a purpose, and he has it all figured out. Do you know nothing ever occurs to God? Oh, what am I going to do now? How am I going to get out of this? You know, God, we have a sovereign God, and he had all this all. I mentioned this again last week to somebody. We talked about Joseph, and he couldn't understand why in the world he's thrown into a pit, why the brothers would do that, and then why he's sold to to those traitors, the Midianites, the Ishmaelites. Why is this happening to me? He gets into Potiphar's house, and he's thrown into prison. Remember all that? Why is this happening to me? What have I done? And then he gets into prison, and he gets out of prison, and he finally gets into the palace. And it wasn't until that famine came and his brothers started coming. Then he understood the plans of God. And we're going to read later before we get out of the book of Genesis, Joseph said what men meant for evil, God meant for good. Very important to learn that even in our lives. When we can't understand what is happening, God knows, and God has a perfect plan. And remember this, you see, God sees what we can't see, you see? So that's the way Joseph was. He couldn't, then finally, when it all, 22 years later, wow, okay, like a light bulb kicks on and now I get it, okay? God used Joseph to save the Hebrew nation because of the famine and all. Anyway, when we get to chapter number 47, let's read the first six verses. Then Joseph came and told Pharaoh and said, "My father and my brethren and their flocks and their herds and all." Why do you think he included why do you think he included their flocks and their herds? He knew that Pharaoh didn't like shepherds. So he just kind of, remember, they're shepherds now. They have flocks, they have herds, and all they have are come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they're in now the land of Goshen. He took some of his brethren, even five men, and these five men were probably the five eldest brethren. The Bible doesn't say, but probably it was probably the five older brothers, and presented them unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto his brethren, "What is your occupation?" And they said unto Pharaoh, "Thy servants are shepherds." Remember, Joseph told them, "You tell him now, tell Pharaoh that you're shepherds." Why? Because shepherds are an abomination to the Egyptians and to Pharaoh. Well, he said, "What is your occupation?" And they said unto Pharaoh, "Thy servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers." They said moreover unto Pharaoh, "For to sojourn in the land are we to come. For thy servants have no pasture for their flocks, for the famine is sore in the land of Canaan. Now, therefore, we pray thee, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen." And Pharaoh spake unto Joseph, saying, "Thy father and thy brothers are come unto thee. The land of Egypt is before thee. In the best of the land make thy father and brethren to dwell. In the land of Goshen let them dwell, and if thou knowest any men of activity among them, let them make them rulers over my cattle." We'll get in that in just a minute when I get there. Pharaoh had cattle, okay? He had a bunch of them. So anyway, when we see that now they've come into the land of Goshen, they left Canaan. So all the family, all the entourage is now in the land of Goshen. And it's actually, I told you last week, was near the Nile Delta in the northeastern part of Egypt. So as they came out of Canaan, and they crossed over there in the northeast part of Egypt. I mean, just right over. They didn't travel on down into Egypt and all. And for the most part, the Egyptians were populating in the south part of Egypt and the western side of Egypt for the most part. That's where most of the Egyptians lived at that time. And the land of Goshen, I told you last week, it was so fertile because of the Nile, the Delta and all. A very fertile land. It was great for cattle grazing and sheep herding. And that's why wasn't too many Egyptians up that way, because they didn't care too much about the sheep and the cattle. They were more civilized. They weren't country folk, so to speak. They weren't rednecks or whatever you want to call them, farmers or whatever. And by the way, during that day, they were some of the most intellectual people of the day. So they didn't want to bring themselves down to typical farming and cattle raising and all, but it was very fertile land. And notice in verse number 3 that Pharaoh asked their occupation, and they replied, "We're both your servants or shepherds, both we and our fathers." So I think they were running, hey, what we're doing, it runs in their family because of not just dad, but grandpa and great grandpa. I remember Abraham, it just all ran through the family line. And I think by the thought is, he tell them, we're great at what we do. Obviously, they were great at what they do. Because remember, Isaac, man, when all that he had, and then we see Jacob, all that he had, and Joseph, the great mind that he had. Well, they were good at what they did. We know what and we do it the best. Then notice number 4, verse number 4. I wrote a special note here. I thought this was interesting. We have come to sojourn. The word sojourn literally means to dwell for a short time.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come join us this Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m., June 28th through the 30th, for revival services with special speaker Mike Holcomb. And then July 3rd at 6 p.m., the Old Paths Quartet will be with us. That's this Saturday, July 3rd, 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.